Hey everybody, Jake here on behalf of Dwarven Grid. What you're about to hear is our thoughts on the Power Ranger movie reboot that Lionsgate is producing. This is a tangent from episode 31 that we've been saving for a rainy day, which just happens to be today. As we talked about in our last episode, we had some technical issues, but they'll all be cleared up within a couple days. Josh has a new computer. I'm getting a new one tomorrow from when this goes up. And next week, we will all be back to normal, talking about regular episodes of Power Rangers. But until then, please enjoy our ranting on the subject of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie reboot. Reboot movie? Either way, it's Morphin time.
I think we should save the movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be all the same problems as Megaforce.
Yeah.
Unless...
I think the next episode is called The Star is Born, so if it's about a movie, that might be pertinent.
Yeah, unless... I want to talk about it a little bit. Unless Lionsgate can get their hands into it more than Saban...
Here's what needs to happen.
They need to not go
to the internet
mature route.
Okay, couple things. We here at the Morphin Grid are pro Jason David Frank.
Yes.
Right? Established that Jason David Frank is a cool dude in real life.
He is the Power
Ranger. He is the Power Ranger. The reason I respect him the most is that he hasn't tried to cover the fact that he was a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
His whole thing is that he was a Power Ranger. And he was in Dragon Warrior. And he was on one episode
of
Family Matters.
That's not part of his shtick, though.
No, no. It's I do karate. I skydive. Break some world records. But I'm a Power Ranger, first and foremost. To the point where he's coming back again. Because the dude likes being a Power Ranger. That's awesome. I can't understate how awesome that is. Or overstate how awesome that is. I can't do either. It's the most awesome.
You can only state it.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as when Sarah Michelle Gellar finally got over the fact that she was Buffy. Because as soon as Buffy was over, she tried to be like, I'm a serious movie actor. I'm going to be in a bunch of bad movies that nobody would be in. I'm going to be in The Grudge. And I'm going to be in another movie that's based on Japanese horror movies. And I'm going to just do some garbage. And then a couple years ago, she was like, I am Buffy. Yep. And I have a gift set that I reblogged on Tumblr of her finally she's like, I've never had the opportunity to do this because she hasn't won an award since.
Right.
She actually never won an award for Buffy, at least not an Emmy. Buffy was only nominated for one Emmy, never won it. This is not a Buffy podcast, though it can turn that way very quick. Anyway, the point is, there's a gift set of her acceptance speech for some award where she says, thank you to the cast, crew, and fans of Buffy the Vampire Slayer for everything that you've done, because that's how I am where I am. That's why I am able to be a popular millionaire with a bunch of fans and make a lot of money. And I get weepy whenever I see it because, like, Buffy is my second favorite thing after wrestling. And sometimes it's my favorite thing, depending on
how bad Raw was that week.
So when Jason David – the fact that Jason David Frank is, like, super into being a Power Ranger is heartwarming at the very least.
Yeah.
I never want to see a Green Ranger movie. That's stupid, Jason. That's a dumb idea. You are too old to be the Green Ranger in a movie. It wouldn't make any sense. Your power was taken away. The Green Ranger power is gone.
Yeah,
the only reason you got it back in Super Mega Force is because of a Ranger key, and I don't even know how that worked.
We haven't got there yet.
We haven't. I haven't watched it. I'm so mad because him and all of his loyal fans are like, Green Ranger movie.
It would be a Green Ranger movie. Only be a Green Ranger
That's
movie.
Like if How I Met Your Mother was about Barney. That would be dumb. You need balance, especially if it's
And the reason a Green Ranger movie wouldn't work is because, like you said, you need balance. The whole draw to Power Rangers is the team of Rangers.
Yeah.
Like, Tommy was so popular because he was like a summon character.
Yeah.
Not because he was like the main draw was the White Ranger.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's so frustrating when I see these freaking neckbeards online just like saying how the Power Ranger movie is going to suck if it's PG. No, it won't. The first Power Ranger movie was PG and it was great.
Here's the thing that they need to remember. They like Power Rangers, I think.
It's a little touch and go.
So they're saying it wouldn't be good if it was what Power Rangers is.
Right. I mean, and here's the thing. And I want everyone to be a good person. Like, I want to believe that everyone is, like, good and positive. Because, like, without getting too heavy, a friend of mine died. And as soon as he did, I was like, I don't have time to be mad about stuff. Like, except for wrestling, because that's a whole different pile of shoes. But, like, it's because he was always super positive and super enthusiastic. And I was like, that's what I'm going to take away from his life. Like, that's the thing I'm going to take away. So, like, I want to believe that everyone is super positive about all the things they love. Because loving things is awesome. It's the coolest. Yeah. Not liking things is fine as long as you're not a jerk about it. If you don't like something, just don't like it. Just don't like it. Don't try to make other people not like it. Don't try to ruin someone's life by not liking it. So when people are like, it's going to be bad if it's not PG-13. If they make a PG movie, it's going to be bad. That's not what I want them to – I hope that they are saying – you know, they're going to make it dumb. They're going to make it for babies.
Right.
Because there is a problem that Hollywood, I guess, is who I'm going to have to put the blame on. There's a problem that Hollywood has that is they don't understand all ages. They don't understand what all ages means. Like,
right.
It's either for teenagers who want to be adults or for babies.
Yeah.
Like, there's no in between. But there can be. Just because something is dark and complicated doesn't mean kids can't enjoy it.
Right.
Because, like, when you think back to when you're a kid, your favorite things, besides Power Rangers, because Power Rangers wasn't super dark at any point, but, like, some of your favorite things are going to be things that were, like, a little too old for you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, did you like Batman the Animated Series?
Yep.
That was just, like, out of our age range.
Yeah.
Like, that – it was for us, but it was just a little more mature than it should have been. Right. And that's why it was so good, because it didn't talk down to us. That's the thing about My Little Pony that I like. Spoilers, I'm a My Little Pony fan. I'm not a brony, because those guys get weird. But, like, the thing I like about that show is it's not saying, hey, dumb babies, be friends because you have to, or, like, do your chores, or things like that. It's instead of talking down to you, it's talking to people who will be adults someday.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, I think that's really good. I want to believe that the Power Rangers movie will do the same. And I am literally going to try to be the writer of this movie. There are a couple of weird steps that it's the least plausible, but there's a kernel that it could happen. And I will be damned if I don't try and the Power Ranger movie sucks because of it. But, like, so I don't want to talk about what my ideas for the movie are, because they might end up being the movie in some alternate universe.
Right.
But, like, I understand the fear. We're going really long, so this might be a bonus episode.
That's fine.
Okay. Like, I understand being trepidatious about it. What I don't understand is going, if it's not about the Green Ranger and he doesn't kill people with his bare hands, if there's not a bunch of blood and swearing, then it's going to be stupid and dumb.
You know what happens when you want things like that? Shadow the Hedgehog happens, and it's awful.
Number one, I am a Shadow the Hedgehog apologist.
Shadow the Hedgehog, the character, is fine. His game...
His game is terrible. Yes, that's terrible. What we're talking about. Shadow the Hedgehog, the game, I think it's Sega going, fine, here you go.
Yeah.
You want it? Do you want that with Power Rangers? I would rather have a great Power Rangers movie that played a little bit younger.
There's a quote. I'm going to interrupt you because what I do. There's a quote that may or may not be real from somebody who works for the Pokemon company.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And it's basically like, if we made a game with all this, the fan suggestions,
the game would be
the worst.
Yep.
The only thing I want out of Pokemon, and now I'm going off track, is just I want the Pokemon World Tournament from Black and White to be a constant. There's no reason for that to not exist now that it does exist.
The only thing I would add is superficial. It's just aesthetic. I want my Pokemon to walk with me.
Yep.
You did it in Soul Silver and Heart Gold?
Maybe they'll do it in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire?
Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
That's it. Oris. Oras. Oras.
Oras. yeah, like, it's the same thing. I feel like I've said the problem 100 times.
There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of the problem.
The problem with fans is that they don't know what they want. You want something super specific that you will never get and you'll be disappointed. And if you got it, you would just be mad that you got it. And I say this as someone who watches professional wrestling several times a week and is almost constantly disappointed by one thing or another. Because for every really awesome Daniel Bryan storyline and him winning the title, then he's in the mid-card fighting Kane.
No. He's fighting the Demon Kane.
The Demon Kane, sorry. I'm waiting for Malibu Kane to come. Swamp Kane or Stealth Ops
Arctic
Kane.
Arctic Assault Kane.
Arctic Assault Kane would be great, which is the wrong season for it, though. Unless they go to Canada. But, like, actually, New Hampshire's still pretty cold right now. But, like,
it's Canada, so.
It is. So, I want this movie to be cool. And like I said, and this is a pipe dream, and this is probably never going to happen because I'm not in the Writers Guild, but, like, I am legitimately trying to exploit the minor connections I have to talk to somebody at Lionsgate who might have a hand in this movie, because I have a trilogy in my head all ready to go. I have had one for years.
He has, I can confirm.
It was a web series reboot.
Yeah.
But it works.
You could make it a movie.
As a movie, because it was a movie length, basically. There was just more stories, you know? But, I mean,
yeah.
Pacific Rim had like a million monsters that they fought, you know?
They all had names and merchandise. We're going to buy that.
Internet?
They should have actually made
all that stuff.
Kaiju toys.
That would be cool.
Like in blind bags, I would eat that up.
Yeah, man. There was a bunch that they didn't even use. Like they had some that they made because people in that world fought them.
Yeah.
So they had they Guillermo del Toro being the best director ever in terms of world building. He's my favorite because he's like, if you look at Gypsy Danger, it works. It literally has pistons that contract and stuff, and there are schematics for how to build this thing because Guillermo del Toro is like, I need to know how it works for me to be able to direct it. And he specifically was like, I don't want there to be mocap because I want it to look like a robot walking.
Right.
What? You genius. Number one, if I can get Guillermo del Toro to direct this Power Ranger movie, then even if I'm not writing it, I will have 1,000,000% more faith in it. I want to be excited about it, and I feel to back up.
I do too, but having seen
Megaforce,
like, I can't help but be worried because Megaforce is just phoning in Power Rangers.
Yeah, it's a cash grab, and it's weird because Gokaiger is
the same
problem
that we're worried about with the Green Ranger happens in Megaforce, where Robo Knight is the focal point.
Yeah, for the whole series, for the whole series of Megaforce, it's Robo Knight, who is from the South for some reason, and his friends.
Yeah.
That's dumb. It's dumb and bad. And I don't want it to be bad because it can be so good. And like I understand that as a world, we have different sensibilities than we did in 1993. So the Power Ranger movie has to be more adult. Not adult. More mature.
It has to be Batman the Animated Series.
Pretty much. Don't
be afraid to say they could die.
Right. Like that could be a...
Don't kill them in a bloodbath and rain blood all over the city.
Right, I don't want Goldar ripping Jason's spine out through his throat. But
Goldar should be like, I'm going to kill those Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then that's real danger. Then you worry about them even more. Because
Disney still does it.
Disney...
We just watched Frozen the other night. And at one point, the bad guy, I'm not going to say his name because it's there's a big heel face there and it's a huge spoiler.
The bad guy's like, I'm going to kill you, right?
He's like, I'm going to kill her and I'm going to let you die right now.
In Gravity Falls, which is a show on Disney proper, it's moving to Disney XD for the next season, but in Disney proper, in the third episode, the monsters that are chasing them are like, kill those kids. We're going to catch them. We're going to kill them. On Disney, who is, notoriously, we're going to dispose of them. We're going to get them. No, they said we're going to kill those kids. And one of them has an axe. they're going to axe murder children. So, we're in a place where kids are more apt to go, I know this isn't real.
Well, heck, did you watch Hook with us?
No.
There's a scene in Hook where Captain Hook is gonna kill himself. He's gonna blow his brains out. and he's telling Smee
not to stop him.
Don't stop me. Don't
I've
stop
seen,
me.
I've seen Hook before.
You better stop me because I'm going to do it. I'm going to actually shoot myself in the head, Smee. It's kind of intense. Like, watching it as an adult, I was like, this guy is... This is weird. Like,
I remember it being played for laughs, but I haven't seen it in a while.
It is played for laughs, which makes it weirder when you watch it as an
adult.
The
other thing is, Hook and Smee in that movie are lovers, but the only people who know that are Bob Hoskins, R.I.P. in peace, and...
Smee is Mario.
And Dustin Hoffman. Yeah.
Yep.
Who is dead?
He's dead.
Passed away last week.
Yep.
We should watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit soon.
And Hook and Super Mario Bros.
The holy trilogy of Bob Hoskins.
Mario, Mario, Luigi, Mario.
But they played them as gay lovers, and they didn't tell the director. And when he found out, he was mad. But I think it works really well.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Yeah. I really like that movie, actually.
It's really good, because especially as like an adult, when you're like, oh, growing up did suck. That was a dumb move, Peter.
Peter Pan's like an accountant.
Yeah, that's the worst timeline. Anyway, back to the Power Rangers movie. We're going a lot over. This is definitely a bonus episode.
We'll split it.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, let's record a thing that's like, you know, the next thing, or, you know, stay tuned for a bonus episode, which will just be us smash cutting into, that's stupid, Jason!
But like,
The thing is, there's this weird taboo in children's media of saying kill, death, and die when there doesn't need to be. It's just overprotecting kids who don't need to be overprotected.
In a world that sucks.
Yeah.
Like 1993 was downright tame compared to now in a lot of ways. But even then, they were like, Batman had guns. Like, Batman didn't, because he doesn't use guns.
No.
And don't send me an email saying, oh, actually, he originally used guns, because that's... Don't.
Just don't.
Just don't, okay? I will send you a link to a Chris
Sims... Do you even like Batman?
I will send you a link to a Chris Sims article, because he is the world's foremost Batmanologist, and he will tell you why that's dumb.
That's a question I really want to go on to some of these Power Ranger message boards and stuff, and just post, do you even really like Power Rangers?
Yeah, why do you want... And I, like...
Not because of the movie... But just in general, a lot of Power Rangers fans
are so negative about it.
Just
like, why do you keep
complaining about
it?
And here's
I think
how bad it is all the time. Like,
here's what I think happened, and I'm really sorry about all the professional wrestling talk. It's the difference between liking John Cena and being sick of him. It's a good parallel.
Correlation, yeah.
Because like, when I was a kid, I loved Hulk Hogan until 1996, until June 3rd, 1996, in point of fact, Bash at the Beach, where he turned on me and was part of the NWO and
spit right in your little face.
Broke my little heart, spit in my face. I have not trusted him since. Every time he comes back as a good guy, I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm not buying it, all right?
I know the real you.
You might be a good guy now, but don't ever think I forgot. But like, so then I just moved on to like the next good guy, right? Because you like good guys. You like the good guys and you don't like the bad guys. And right. Like I was like that for a long time. And I'm still like that. Like, if people turn heel...
I was actually really proud of my little brother. Because he was 8 years old when Edge was like a mega heel. And Edge was his favorite
guy. That's cool. But at the same time, it's like, when you're a kid, you like the good guys and you don't like the bad guys.
Yeah.
Right? You love John Cena because he's the best. He always wins. That's awesome, right? The guy who always wins is the best. So that's why you like him. Then you grow up and you start watching independent wrestling or like older wrestling.
Basically,
you start seeing John Cena for what he is.
Studying
the
business of wrestling.
And just the way the stories are told. And then you realize that like winning all the time doesn't make you the good guy or the best. Like,
it makes you
stale and boring. And so to relate that to Power Rangers is... When I was a kid, I loved the Power Rangers because they fought monsters and they overcame personal troubles and they did it while being friends and they were always nice and positive and that's cool and I like that and I want to be a Power Ranger. And then you grow up a little bit and you realize that the world is not nice back.
Right.
And that like even if you have really good friends, which I am lucky enough to have, you know, like a core group of friends that you know, you and Sasha and Josh and Tony – other Josh and Jacob and Deanna and Eli and my other friends.
Name dropper.
Yeah. Oh, all those super famous
those
people.
Are also all my friends. less so Jacob for me, though. He's more of an acquaintance, but he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
So
he's my roommate. But like, so even if you have like a really tight group of friends who are like such good friends that I will call Josh a diaper baby every chance I get.
Usually I am being a diaper baby.
Yeah, like, you know, like that's how good. And then when I'm being a diaper baby, he'll call me out of it. Because that's, our friendship is not going to be broken because we make fun of each other a little bit.
Right.
Even when you have these kinds of friends, like, that's not going to stop me from being poor, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make my job suck less. And that doesn't, like, that doesn't make my rent cost less. I don't get paid more because of my friends. And, like, I can't just come together and fight a monster with a robot. And, like, I know that, and like everyone realizes that grown up. And, like, you know, maybe it's in your teens when people typically fall out of Power Rangers because, like, oh, it's for babies. And they hold on to their nostalgia, but they stop liking it.
Right.
And so then things like this happen where we're going to make a reboot movie of the original, the old school Rangers.
It's a Mighty Morphin reboot.
Yeah, of the old school Rangers.
Which is why I'm worried, is that it's not a hard Power Rangers as a series reboot. It's a reboot of Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin.
So they're trying to pull those people back.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it makes sense. I can't fault them for that on a marketing.
I'm not faulting them. I'm saying that's why I'm worried about it, is because those are the people who want it to be dark.
Exactly. That is the problem, is because, like, those same people are like, it's a Mighty Morphin reboot. So,
and I wish I could say
I'm older. It should be older for me.
I wish I could say, like, a dark Power Rangers would do poorly, but it would probably do really good, because a lot of people do want that, and they will go see that. I will go see that.
Absolutely. I'm not going to see the new Michael Bay Ninja Turtle Shrek movie.
No, I saw the
Ninja
Shreks.
Yeah, Shrek or Turtles.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. That was enough for me. I don't need to give him money for that.
It's gross. It looks gross. Everyone was all up in arms about who April O'Neil was. It's Megan Fox. And I'm like, that's the least of everyone's worries. The problem you have to worry about is that Michael Bay is in charge of the rest of it.
But April's not even a redhead.
They could have dyed her hair.
Also, who cares?
But who cares? I mean, like,
that's a different timeline. Like,
yeah, it's. I mean, that's literally the least of my problems. My problem is that they look like giant Shreks, and they got like computers that are just ripped apart, super glued to their shells. What the hell is going on in this movie?
That's awful. The new show, the new cartoon.
Has Michael Bay ever seen a turtle before?
The new Ninja Turtles cartoon on Nickelodeon is really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
And people are mad at it because it's not the 1988 series.
I remember Mary from Walmart?
Yes. It's not old school.
I yelled at her. She was like, oh, they call each other Leo, Rafton, and Mikey. It's not like the old show at all. And I was like, Mary, just watch that show. It exists already. You don't need it again.
You can just keep watching it. It's on DVD, and there's 10 seasons. That's so many episodes.
Like,
that's enough episodes to shut you up forever about this.
Because every turtle in the new show is a different character instead of being kind of the same in the original one, with, like, a slight personality different. Like, Leonardo has no personality.
In the new one?
In the old one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Leonardo's just the leader. Donatello is...
Does machines.
He does machines.
They're all the same
personality with just a slight quirk in it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like, exactly.
Raph is a hothead, but in the original cartoon, he's just sarcastic.
Yeah. the thing with Ninja Turtles, we're so far off the rails. We'll get back. The thing with the Ninja Turtle, that correlation is like...
If the new Power Rangers movie is dark like the original Ninja Turtles movie, that'll be friggin' awesome.
Yes, because dark... Dark doesn't mean, to me, it doesn't mean blood and guts.
No, it just means set in more of a real world.
Yeah, it just means like a little more care is put into the story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it dark. I want it to be good. However that happens, and I keep saying this, like, and I'm like, if I keep saying it, it'll become true. But I swear to God, I'm going to do everything I can to be the guy who writes the Power Rangers movie, because I don't want it to end up bad. And I'm afraid that anyone they hire is either going to be someone in it for a paycheck or someone who wants it to be dark and gritty, and he wants Kim to get pregnant at 16, and he wants...
Then she has to deal with being a Power Ranger and pregnant.
And then he wants, like,
pregnant.
Billy to get beat up by nerds. It's like...
Oh, man.
Or Billy to be beat
they
up
could,
by Jason.
They
and
could
all
redeem
that.
This whole thing if Trini and Billy, the new Trini and Billy... Just have a quick kiss at the end.
two things. I either
like drop
that,
subtle hint, drop like Trilly Watch hints throughout the whole movie, and then like,
well, no,
at the end when they win, they just hug and there's a little kiss, and then they hold hands, yeah, and then the credits roll.
I'm going to refrain from saying anything about anything as far as plot goes, because like I said, I don't want this to count against me, you know, but like, either they just make it good. They just make it as good as Pitch Perfect is. Like, because Pitch Perfect has boss fights. Like, every time they are in a sing-off, that's a boss fight. Like, and it can go in stages like that. It just make it good. Make it fun for everyone. Don't make it crappy. Like, just don't make it too dark.
Don't make it Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles. Make it the 1990 Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, make it the 1990 Ninja Turtles. Like, Casey Jones kills Shredder at the end of that. That's dark, right?
I mean, they retcon it in the sequel.
But in 1991...
If you isolate the first movie, Casey Jones, spoilers, crushes Shredder in a trash truck.
In a garbage truck. Oops.
Oops.
In the best moment in the whole movie, as far as I'm concerned, because it shows that the Ninja Turtles will not kill somebody. No. Casey Jones is not a Ninja Turtle.
And it shows, it proves the theory that Casey Jones would be a serial killer without Raphael.
If not for Raphael, he would have been a serial killer.
Because he would have murdered those two kids.
Bunch of JV lowlife scum.
He was about to smash their heads in with a hockey stick.
In Central Park, like, not even in an alley, just like where anyone can find those crushed bodies.
So, like, if Evil Green Ranger is pre-Raphael Casey Jones,
I can't say anything.
That'd be really good.
Because I have a whole trilogy planned out, and it covers a pretty sweet gamut. But the other thing I would like is if they went, like, 100 miles in the other direction of, like... Because I want them to stick to the spirit of Power Rangers, but not necessarily the story. Because, like, what bad guy do you pick? I mean, I know who I'm picking, but, like, what bad guy do you pick? There's so many. Who is the number one bad guy that they fight? Like... You know, to like, because if it's a movie,
it's Rita. Who I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, because they don't fight; they never actually fight Rita.
Okay, who's the big monster for the movie?
Yeah, like who do you end with? Who is
it? Depends.
Slattern, because
They said it's a film series reboot.
Yeah,
they didn't say it was just a single film reboot.
I have three movies, and they are very specific.
So I don't know how to end the first movie. Well, I have a few ideas.
We'll talk about
I don't
want to
say them because maybe my ideas are your ideas and I don't want your ideas to get out. So.
Right. But like, because there are so many monsters, right? Like, and they're all dumb. They're all pretty dumb.
Obviously Pudgy Pig is your first movie monster.
Pudgy Pig is your number one, and then Pumpkin Rapper.
That's a Zed monster.
And then who cares? Like, it's a reboot. There's no timeline anymore.
They could just have Zed be there.
They could. They could do a lot of things. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say what I would do. But like, it's like, who do you pick? There's so many ways they can go that I hope they go like 100 miles in the other direction. Jason's a girl. Her name is Jocelyn. Kimberly is a boy named Kyle. That's probably a close enough name.
Sure.
And he's totally gay. And then either if they introduce Green Ranger, falls for Red Ranger, because I just want a girl Red Ranger so bad. I talk about this way more than I need to with you.
You kind of get some in Super Mega Force, because when the girls change into Red Rangers, they have skirts.
Yeah, but they're not the leader, you know?
Right.
And the leader in Mega Force sucks. Troy sucks.
Troy's a bad character.
He's a piece of wood.
He's just the leader. Because Godon told him he was the leader.
Yeah.
You're the leader, because... You're the only one that was left.
You had a red shirt on, so you're the leader. You only have red shirts because all you wear.
And you, Jake, with your green shoes and your green soccer jersey playing on the green soccer court, are the Black Ranger.
You're the Black Ranger. In the first episode of Super Mega Force, he's like, I was the Black Ranger. Why am I the Green Ranger now? And then Gosei goes, there's a good reason for that. And a smash cuts to later, which is nice. That they go, we don't know. We're not going to say it's a different series, but,
right,
you know. But, like if they go, like, 100 miles in the other direction and they just do a bunch of stuff that nobody is expecting, then I'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
Because at least it's not just going to be dumb for the sake of money. And it's Lionsgate, and they do the Hunger Games, which are really faithful adaptations, to the point where I'm pretty sure they're going to fix all the problems with the third book. So, like, I think they're going to do good. I hope they do good.
I hope they do.
I hope I do good. I hope I'm the one who does good for them. Because at the end of the
day, I hope they have the budget to do good.
I have a feeling.
I feel like they do.
I'm gonna try to find out. I'm gonna try to see what I can find.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We're rambling at this point. Basically, all this boils down to is there's a good way to do it. Please, there's a couple good ways to do it. Please pick one of those.
Yeah. Number one, don't listen to fans, any of them. And if they have good ideas, if they have bad ideas, don't listen to any of them. Because
don't not listen to them, but like, don't listen to them super specifically, because you don't want to make something that nobody's gonna like.
Right, I'm trying to think like, of a good example.
You need to listen to your fan base as a whole and know where to put more weight.
Right. The closest thing I can say like to this is I'm trying to think of a recent adaptation that's like faithful. Besides the Hunger Games, because I don't really know what the fans were clamoring for. But, like, Pacific Rim didn't have a fan base because it was a completely new IP. But there are fans of giant monsters, there are fans of giant robots, and there are fans of Power Rangers because Pacific Rim is kind of a Power Rangers
movie.
It's
kind of Power Rangers.
Just instead of morphing, they get in giant robots and beat the hell out of monsters.
They skip the morphing part and just get to the giant monster fights.
They did exactly what they needed to do in Pacific Rim. They didn't go too far in any direction. They listened to people who wanted cool stuff out of it, and they just gave them cool stuff. And they didn't like. There's no Godzilla in the movie, you know. Like there's at the end, there's Slattern, who is a category five.
Yeah.
Who we can barely see because he's underwater. My only problem with Pacific Rim is that it rained all the time and it covered up a lot of the cool details that they had.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just make it good. Just hire me to make it good for you.
We'll end it with that.
All right. So thank you for listening to this impromptu bonus episode. We're going to go and finish the original episode now.
That's our final thoughts on Calamity Kim.
All right. So morphinggrid@tumblr.com, littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com, @morphinggrid on Twitter. iTunes, rate, review. Thanks. This is a bonus episode. We're going to try not to do more of these. This is going to be a long bonus episode, but it will be in service of the not long regular episode.
About 25 minutes. It's not too long.
It's at least a half an hour, I think.
We were still talking about Calamity Kimberly at about the hour 20 mark.
Okay. So anyway, thanks for listening. May the power protect you. May the power protect you.
Yep. I guess I'm not going to be part of that one.
You want to do it? We can do it again.
All right, let's do it.